It's raining in Lexington, but Big Blue Nation needs to hope it's not raining in Rupp Arena on Saturday when the Alabama Crimson Tide come to town. That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how you doing? How are we feeling about this game? What's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm actually feeling pretty good about this game. You know, we just got to lock in defensively because, you know, the Tide, they're coming in. They're going to be chucking up some threes.
Oh, they're going to be chucking them at a high volume. I mean, my goodness, they shot 41 threes against Texas A&M on the 17th and made 18 of them. They shot, I think, 32 against Florida and made 8 of them. So, I mean, here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you. This is how they play. If they go in, I don't think there's anybody in college basketball that can beat them. Seriously. I mean, it's really tough. If they don't go in, you can run them out of the gym. It's pretty simple. So, you know, you got to extend the three-point line. You got to know this. And Coach Cal knows this. He's watched their scouting. He's watched them play. He's looking at this and going, okay, I can't let these guys get out there and shoot threes. We got to extend the but listen, you extend it, they'll extend and they'll shoot. They don't care. It's what they do. So they've got a couple guys. So let's run through the numbers, Carson, and I want to get your thoughts. So they're Alabama's fifth in the net. Like Kentucky, they are 3-6 in quad one games. Kentucky is 24th in the net, also 3-6 in quad one games. This is a quad one opportunity for Kentucky playing at home against, which is great. You love quad one home games. Bama is 6th in KenPom, first in offensive, number one team in KenPom in offensive efficiency, 73rd in defense. Kentucky is 9th in offense, up to 77th in defense. They actually moved up about four or five spots after the loss to LSU, which is pretty cool to see. A little surprising, but still. The metrics love Alabama. They love them. They just love them, even though they, you know, have lost some basketball games, just like Kentucky has. But, I mean, the metrics love this Alabama team. They average 91 points a game, 40 rebounds, 16 assists, 7.6 steals, 4.4 blocks. They turn it over 12 times a game. They shoot 38% from three, which is pretty crazy. That tells you why they're good, because they shoot that many and they're almost shooting 40%. So, Carson, tell me your thoughts on this game.
Yeah, you're going to have to try to run their guards off the three-point line and hopefully make them settle for mid-range jump shots. But with that said, they're going to chuck up threes from whatever distance, wherever they're at. That is their game plan. With that coach, that is all they do. They scheme up to get open threes. And it's working for them. I mean, they're number one in offense for a reason. They put up insane numbers. But if you can put a little pressure on them and have them miss a couple, then you can get easy runouts. Because missed threes equate to long rebounds. Now, we will talk about the fact that we have to be better rebounding. Because if you're going to let Alabama get offensive rebounds on you, then it's going to be a long night in Rupp Arena.
And, you know, you might have just said it. I'm not going to lie. I looked at the numbers and zoned out. But long shots, long rebounds. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you did. I was looking at the numbers, the shooting percentages. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, that is a very, very important detail in this game. They're going to have those long rebounds. You got to know that. We're saying things Coach Cal knows. He's player. We're not, you know, this isn't, well, we're not, you know, Oppenheimer and Einstein making up physics here with this stuff. This is well known, well documented.
You know what? This goes hand in hand with what we said on last podcast about ball watching.
Yeah.
You can't watch the ball. Anticipate. You got to put a body on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anticipate and react. And don't be afraid to box out. Please don't be afraid to box out.
No.
So there's Mark Sears and Rylan Griffin can absolutely, and this kid Reitzel Jr. who is shooting, I mean, that dude's shooting 45%. Walters is shooting 45%. You got Mark Sears shooting 44%, and Rylan Griffin shooting 40%. Rylan Griffin has like the most beautiful three-point shot form I've ever. I mean, like every time it really, I don't care if he releases it from Goodfellas. I don't care if he releases it from Lex Live. I'm going to be concerned it might go in. That is how beautiful this dude's shot form is. He just shoots a pretty basketball. Mark Sears is incredible. SEC's leading scorer, 20.1 points per contest, 20.4 points per contest. Really good basketball player. Not a fan of him. He's a big, Carson, you're gonna hate him. He's a talker and he's one of those. You're not gonna like him. I can tell you that now. But it's one of those games. Really, there's not a ton to sit here and break down. They like to shoot the basketball. They're gonna shoot a lot of threes. Kentucky has to play good defense. And also, Alabama's not the best defensive team. You have to score. So you don't want to get into a track meet with Alabama. Florida proved that. It's not what you want to do. And Florida's playing good basketball. Not a track meet. You want to contest threes, make them miss bad looks, get the rebounds, and score on the other end. And if you can do that, Kentucky will win this game. If you don't and they're hitting, you won't win. And then the other thing, let's call a spade a spade. A team like this coming in a Rupp Arena terrifies me because of everybody, the whole everybody shoots well in Rupp Arena thing. It's just if they come in shooting well, if they come in and they shoot well, you might just have to tip your cap. It could be one of those games. If they start making contested 32-footers, you tip your cap and you move on. It's why Alabama's – it's not sustainable. They're not going to win the national championship, in my opinion. I hope that turns into a meme when they do. But you know what I mean?
I agree with you. I just don't think their play style can win that many games in a row.
Exactly.
You're going to have an off night.
Yeah, exactly. And their defense isn't good enough for the off night to be okay. So that's my thoughts there. Carson, we're not gonna go too long on this one because, in all honesty, that's the whole way to beat this team. So any other thoughts? Give me a score prediction and an MVP. But I want to add one more point, and you can, give me your thoughts on this before you give me a score prediction and MVP. We need to listen. The folks that, are upset about defense, rightfully so with all this, we got to remember this. You give up 80 points to Alabama, that's a win. You give up 85, it's a win. So we need to not look at this and go, we won, but it was 88-85. It is, quite frankly, if you hold them to under 100, I can live with it. This is a team where you throw defense out the window. You got it. Now you got to know how to play them, but they're going to score points. They're going to make threes. So you got to kind of understand that if we say holding the normal team under 70 is good, you want to hold this team under 80. So maybe even 85, in all honesty. So Carson, thoughts on that MVP score prediction real quick.
Yeah, you're going to probably want to hold them under, depending on how many they take. I would say the magic number is probably 10 or 10 through 12 threes that under that. You want to have them hit under that, and you're going to want to play defense and try to run them the best off the three-point line you can and hope that they settle for mid-range jumpers and hope they don't get enough penetration to where they can kick it out to a wide-open person. So you're going to want to – you're going to want to have to stick your man at all times and face guard him until he makes a dumb decision. Yeah. But I really do believe that rebounding is the biggest thing in this game. Because if Alabama gets second shot opportunities, one, it gives your defense a chance to break. Two, if it breaks, that means a wide open three-pointer for them. And that's almost money at this point. So you have to close. You have to box out, and that'll help you in transition because long threes equal DJ Wagner rebounds to a long outlet pass to Reeves for a layup.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I think rebounding is the biggest key to this game. Limit your turnovers. It's going to be a fast-paced game. Like you said, if you hold them to 80, that's a win because they're going to give up more than 80.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, give me MVP score prediction. I got mine here. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm going to go MVP. I think Reeves keeps it up. It's an easy pick, but I think Reeves has a home game, big game. I think it's going to be 91-87 Kentucky. I think it's going to be a more high-scoring game. It's going to be a little iffy, but I think in the end we close it out. We need this one. It's quad one. We've lost the past couple quad ones at home. This is a huge game. We need this. You turn it back around. It'll make the LSU loss feel a whole lot better if you win this one. So I believe in them this Saturday. I think we get the job done.
I'm going to give you a little prediction here because of the way these two teams play. You are going on Saturday to watch the SEC game of the year. Back and forth, the whole game. Kentucky wins 87-86 with Reed Sheppard scoring 25 points.
Okay. That
is my prediction. I think Reed is going to hit some threes in this game. I think he's going to get hot, and I think he's going to keep shooting it. And I really think this, the way I've said this, the way these two teams play, I think this could seriously be the game of the year in college basketball offensively. You know, both of them aren't about the same offensively, about the same defensively. In all honesty, I think the reason Kentucky's dropped in their offensive KenPom ratings is because they've been playing better defense. It's kind of slowing games down.
I agree.
I still think Kentucky's a top five offense. And I think their defense is going to end up being better than Alabama. So I think this is going to be an incredible basketball game. If Bama won, I wouldn't be surprised. If Kentucky wins, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's just the reality here. But that is my prediction. Carson, anything else?
That'll do it for me. You really do have to win this one, though.
Yeah.
This would be, the fourth quad one loss at home in a row or something like that?
I don't even want to think about it.
You can't lose this one. You got to win. And it'd be big for the SEC, too. I mean, you know, you're going to see this team again probably in the SEC tournament. So you're going to want to know that you can beat them. So it starts on Saturday.
Yep, exactly right. Well, listen, if you are curious about our thoughts from the LSU game, that episode came out yesterday. So go check that out. We broke that down, talked about what went wrong, defense, and why we weren't too upset about that loss. So go listen to that. And then if you haven't already, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. It really helps the show a ton. So go do that if you haven't already. We would really, really appreciate it. But as for that, we will be here to break down these games or break down the Alabama game. Whatever happens, hopefully a big win, and talk about the following game. We'll do that on Monday. Everybody have an outstanding weekend. Enjoy the game. And as always, go Cats.